Richard Kite from Thriving Southland. Good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon there, Andy. Very good, thanks. Yeah, it's certainly getting to that time of year, isn't it?
It is. There's still a lot happening all over the show. And Thriving Southland was no different yesterday with your Everything to Gain event. By all accounts, went really, really well.
Yeah, no, we've had some really good feedback from the event. Andy, you know, the speakers set the right tone. It's really, really about what's happening in the science space. And then some really key messages from the likes of Tesco Sustainability, Fonterra. We had Rod Carr talking about general direction and Vangelis Katalis on trade, and that was really quite interesting as to where all that's heading and the sustainability requirements around that now. Yeah.
Rod Carr, how was he? A lot of farmers see him as a polarising figure. How did he come across?
He talked about the need to move, and when you link that in with trade, I think it was a better message. When it's linked with trade, you can actually see when we're looking for free trade agreements moving in that space, that's where other countries are looking at us and saying, what are we doing and where are we going? So Rod fitted in well with the program, yeah.
Alice Ritchie, sustainability here for Tesco, a former Kiwi. Jeff Grant alluded to her on the program on Tuesday. She would have been fascinating to listen to as well from a Tesco perspective, realising how much of a say they do have in the market, supermarket chain in the UK.
It's quite fascinating. Well, firstly, the size of Tesco.
It's massive, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, I think. And I think she was saying it's Ireland's biggest customer for the primary sector. So, and then they're taking product from countries across the world. They see New Zealand in a really positive space. And then I suppose the challenge was, sustainability is an expectation. So yeah, there was a lot of talk around sustainability and just being able to prove what you're doing really and get on board with it. And I think it was a positive. It was put in a positive way. I think there's been a lot of negatives over the past 2 or 3 years, but it was something, you know, she certainly saw us in a great space is where we are. But it's just making sure that we hold our position. Yeah.
The farmers in the room, general consensus, did they seem to be pretty positive looking forward?
Oh, yeah, they were. I've had farmers texting me about what a great event it was, and I think it just put the whole thing in context. And I say, going back to trade, Vangelis spoke about, you know, how we have to, we've got to put on the table what we've got to offer. And the questions he gets in those trade talks is, can you match us around sustainability and environment and carbon footprint, et cetera, et cetera. So it's, being able to actually prove that and for him to be able to put it on the table, he says, because that's really where, we lead, we're out ahead, and it's maintaining that and keeping it going, yeah.
Richard, we talked to Rachel last week about the Christmas comp the Thriving Southland's got going on. It's a throwback to the pandemic, the start of it, when all the cockies were putting hay bales in the paddocks and the facade of teddy bears. But this is happening at Christmas at the moment, and there are some wicked prizes up for grabs too.
Oh, there certainly are. There's a farm mapping of your soils and across the board from London Water Science. That's worth $5,000.
Wow.
That's really worth putting your Christmas hat on and thinking hat and putting something out there. And there's $1,000 from Dairy NZ and $500 from Honda. So it's and there's a few other prizes amongst that as well. So it's not just about the money. It's actually, really cheers people up to see those ideas out and about in the community with the Christmas theme, outside Christmas tree rather than in the Christmas tree in the house.
And there's a list of the prizes, of locations of what are available for people to go and view up on the Thriving South on Facebook page. Is that correct?
That's right. There's a map. So once you've built your creation, let the Thriving team know, and it goes on the map, and then people can drive around and have a look at all these really bright ideas around the countryside. Yeah,
I love stuff like that, especially with the year we've had. We talk about Farmgate, what goes on inside the farm, and just doing this as well, just visual symphony, if you will. It's just great this time of year to get into the spirit. I mean, here in Gore, all the lights are going up at the houses as well, and it's great just to drive around when it is dark enough for the kids, but this is something you can do in the middle of the day. It's a great weekend activity, say, on Sunday.
Oh, it certainly is. Get the map out, check the kids in the car, and go and have a look around the province. Yeah, great. Yeah, it's a great great activity to keep the kids occupied.
And just finally, Richard, we look back in 2022 in the rear view mirror from a thriving Southland perspective. How would you deem it?
Oh, from thriving Southland, I mean, when you look at the year we've had, and we know it's been a really challenging year for farmers. But when you actually look what's gone on. With the growth in catchment groups, the engagement, the number of farmers involved, you know, there's some amazing stuff going on out there, and I think it's at times and amongst the negative stuff, it can be overlooked about all the positive stuff that's happening out there, Andy. And I think it's been really positive for thriving, because the reality is, unless those catchment groups are actually succeeding and enjoying what they're doing and making a difference, you know, we're not succeeding. So it's been a really good, positive year for Thriving Southland. Yeah, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, Richard Kite, Project Lead for Thriving Southland. Thanks for your time on the muster once again. All the best for the festive season. Really enjoyed talking to you and Rachel. I really enjoy the work that Thriving Southland is doing in the southern landscape, and we shall talk again in 2023. Have a great holiday.
Cheers, Andy. Look forward to it. Thanks.
Richard.